Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bishop Frank Cajano is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop Cajano is an ordained priest in the Catholic Church. He's the fifth bishop of Bridgeport, which puts him over the diocese of, I guess, of Connecticut. And he's joined us to talk to us about some thoughts he has, among other things, on what the church can do, at least his diocese can do, from a management standpoint. Maybe we could say to come into the 21st century. Many of us are struggling with this same thing out here in the marketplace. Bishop Cajano, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for the opportunity to share some perspective. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Now, before you became a priest, You were working stiff like the rest of us. You had a real job, didn't you?
I worked for McGraw-Hill. Yes, I did for about a year and a half.
How did you like that?
Well, it was an absolutely wonderful experience. I was able to learn. I was able to meet some phenomenal people, travel the country, and actually clarify what I thought the Lord was calling me to do, because I'd always wanted to go into business, and I always wanted to try to look at the larger landscape. But doing that, I realized the Lord was also calling me to ministry.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to ask you. Had you already felt a call?
Well, I'm kind of like the prophets of the Old Testament. I heard it, and yet I fought against it. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I thought, and then I had the opportunity to go to Yale, which I did for a while, went back to the seminary, graduated the college seminary, and was convinced I was not going to be a priest.
Ah.
And I went into the business world.
Made you convinced that you would not be?
Well, because I thought to myself, I had wanted to really have a profession. I wanted to have a family. Right. I wanted to have children, and I wanted to build on what my parents had given to me.
Both of Frank's parents were born in Italy. He's a first generation American, and still a young man, by the way. So you did not want to become a priest, but then once you got in the marketplace, you realized it's tough out here.
What I realized was I wanted to make a lasting difference.
Yeah.
And you need to go deeper to make a real lasting difference in people's lives. And that always haunted me since I was a young man.
And that call, getting the call like you talked about, people who've never experienced that or haven't been around ministers who felt the call, that's an interesting, maybe an odd thing for a lot of people to hear, isn't it?
It is, and it's sometimes very hard to describe what it actually is, because whether you're a priest or a minister or a rabbi or an imam, there is a call. God actually is speaking to you in your heart, and part of the challenge of life is discerning what he's saying.
And if you don't feel that call, you don't need to go into the ministry, do you?
Oh, no, I would recommend that would be a disaster.
It would be
a disaster.
Yeah. So, okay, now you're in charge of the diocese there in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I am. Basically, the Diocese of Bridgeport is one of three dioceses in Connecticut.
Okay.
It is actually the county of Fairfield. One county of Connecticut.
I see. And so you've been observing some of the business practices of the diocese, and you've got some thoughts on that, don't you?
Well, I do. I mean, I'm here in Bridgeport for about a little over 2 years. And when I first came, I just wanted to spend some time, of course, learning the people, learning the landscape. And I quickly realized that we had some major challenges.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there were three, among others. One is there was a need to reconnect with many of our people. For a lot of reasons, they were not coming to church, they were not worshiping, they were not involved. Secondly is our leadership. Existing leadership, I think, needed some support, some training. Because the world is changing, Jim. You know, we see it everywhere.
I wrote a book about that.
Oh, my God. And so the church needs to change with the times. And so many of our pastors, I have 82 pastors, 82 individual churches, mm-hmm. they each, in effect, run small businesses, each
That's
one
right.
of them.
That's exactly right.
So they need the skill set to do that in the 21st century. And I found that many of them were doing their best, but they needed help. So that was an issue. And then, quite frankly, the church has already learned that we need to look at the business world, the nonprofit world, and take those best practices and adopt it, because that's the only way we're going to prosper as well.
There was a time when churches could open their doors and just basically making themselves available to the marketplace, they could at least sustain themselves, if not prosper. And when I say prosper, I don't mean financially, I mean spiritually. But those days are gone, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are gone.
We have yes. to. We the church. And by the way, I'm a Protestant, Bishop Caggiano. I have been a Christian all my. You know, I've gone to church all my life. I've taught adult Sunday school class for almost 30 years, and yeah. so this is something I'm very much interested in, very much concerned about. Is the way the faith community has declined in America?
Yes.
Really, if you think about it, worldwide, right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's an
Europe,
adage.
Somebody told me, Europe, on Sunday morning, you can roll a bowling ball down the aisle of churches in Europe and never hit anybody.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's an adage that describes it best, in my estimation. You will hear many young people, in fact, many people, but particularly young people say, I am spiritual, but I am not religious.
Right.
And I understand that to mean, I'm spiritual, I want to search for God, I want God in my life. But I'm not religious. I'm not sure I need a church or a synagogue or a community to do it.
Right, right.
And that's the challenge we all face.
You know what's been interesting to me, Father Caggiano, is that in my life I've observed other people who are my peers who didn't go to church all those years. And somehow in their 60s, almost every one of them are seeking something. And next thing you know, they're showing up on the doorstep of my church or
exactly.
other churches at the end
exactly.
of their, in the fourth quarter of their life. Look,
exactly.
people are looking for meaning. When you realize that it's, that you're not the most important thing in the world, you start looking for meaning, don't you?
And the way most people come to understand that basic insight is through the help of another.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes on your own, but many times it's through a friendship, it's through a relationship, it's through a community that you come to realize, you know, there's something much bigger out there than just me. My vocation of discernment.
It. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, that's the
yeah.
thing. If in order to have a faith life, in my opinion, you have to accept that there's something more important in life than you. And these are the messages you're trying to get across in your diocese to change
Absolutely.
The way the church is perceived, right?
Absolutely. In the end, it's the way we operate in our ordinary administrative right. functions.
Right.
Because here in Fairfield County, we have
Bishop
wonderful
Caggiano,
people.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to pick this up, folks, and talk a little bit more about a few other things, too, after these messages. Bishop Caggiano.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.